So I send off this email. I'm all proud of this shit, right? It's super long. It's nice. I put links in it. I let Becca read it. I'm all, fuck yeah, this looks good, right? I send it to her. And then I go to the fucking Grit City magazine article. And the picture is fucking Jeff sitting on my lap and me grabbing his crotch. I'm all, fuck, why'd I send that? Like, what was I thinking?
Well, amazing. That's what we are, man.
Well, and you can't hide from it, right? Like, that picture comes up a lot.
Incorporated in 1875, proclaimed as the City of Destiny, Tacoma has maintained itself as the City of Grit. Tacoma kept its in-your-face artistry and individuality that sets it apart from anywhere else in the world. Our never-say-die attitude continues to this day. We are honored to bring to you those who live in Tacoma and its surrounding areas, whose contributions are what bring this city to life. The reputation is real. Welcome to the Grit City Podcast. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to the Grit City Podcast. I am Justin.
I'm Brogan.
I'm Scott.
I'm Jeff, and today's safe word is brogasm.
Whoa, brogasm.
Hey, guys.
Oh, it's Brogan and Robo Brogan. No, we won't be doing that, but yes, welcome to the Grit City Podcast. Whee! It's Saturday Night Grit, because I'm still wearing my pajamas.
Nice. Yeah. Saturday morning grit for you then.
Yeah. It's Saturday. Ain't no day for wearing pants.
Jeff, did you just make up the word brogasm? Or is that like some weird like college thing that you did?
A big brogasm.
I'm pretty sure Brogan has uttered that at some point, probably while he's having an orgasm.
A brogasm.
Tattoo. Come on, you got a tattoo somewhere on your body that says brogasm.
Bite. I do, or you do?
We all should. No.
I was talking to Brogan.
Should we all get the tramp stamp right above our butt cracks?
It just says Brogasm. Oh my god, if we get
that
enough,
that'd be a whole thing.
Yeah, that's that. Well, we know enough tattoo artists, I'm pretty sure, that would probably do it for the cheap. Oh my god, this is how we're going
to sue each other.
Oh, prison tattoos.
Yeah, just full on give them to each other. Fuck it.
Yeah, we got to make the tattoos out of like Walkman.
Oh, yeah.
First thing is you got to find a Walkman.
Yep.
Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah, it's the whole thing. It's a you got to make your own tattoo gun, and then you got to tattoo yourself to it. What do we win at that point? I mean, this doesn't seem like a fun competition.
I think you make your own tattoo gun out of a remote control car, and then the other guy gets to control the on-off switch. That's how it should work.
Well, they make those vibrators already that are like Bluetooth, so we'll just rig a vibrator up to a...
Wow.
Jeff's going to show up with a tattoo gun that's shaped like an egg.
Brogan, do you remember the RC center at the B&I?
Yes.
It's just like you're talking about
the B&I.
Yeah. You were just talking about the fucking...
Dude, I've been on the... Oh, yeah, we did that. I remember our first COVID podcast, we talked about the B&I.
Yeah.
Dude, I've shown people that. I'm like, no, there's still a fucking roller coaster up there.
There was showing people my P&I.
Whoa.
Allegedly.
We had... I remember the RC, like... Because that was like a thing. They had a whole track right around there. Maybe not in the B&I or next to it or something like that, but that just got me thinking about that when you're talking about RC car tattoos. Fucking A, God. So, how is everyone doing?
I want a tattoo, God damn it.
Now you want a tattoo?
Yeah, fuck it. You got me thinking about tattoos now.
Oh, that's weird. Oh,
I'm going to get another one. Well, I'm going to update one of mine.
Uh-oh. You going to add some fucking unicorn wings or some shit to...
Yep.
I don't know what's going on.
Yes. Are you going to tell us, Jeff? What are you going to update? Let's hear it.
I'm not quite sure, but I got to adjust one to make it, I don't know how to say it, softer a little bit.
Oh, you're going to put some pants on that dude?
Yeah. I'm going to have to.
Fuck, now I'm really interested. Shit.
Yeah, it's no biggie. It's no biggie. But
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
I had a buddy in the Navy who he had a mermaid, a topless mermaid, on his forearm. And he would get shit from this one officer all the time, this female officer. And she would always make him go cover up his mermaid, topless, the boobs on his mermaid with a Band-Aid. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Oh, that's amazing. At that point, you should just make a tiny little string bikini for this top and just like a bracelet around your arm.
Dude, she would fucking tear into that dude every time she saw him. How come you fucking that shit is uncovered?
Fuck. Goddamn, that would just suck to be like in something like that, like in the Army and just having or Navy or whatever and just being stuck somewhere and just a person fucking hates you.
Yep.
Damn.
Yeah, well, the problem was his first answer, because the first time he got in trouble for it, she's like, how would you feel if I went and got a big dick tattooed on my forearm? And he goes, that's a personal choice or some shit like that, dude. And then from then on, it was fucking downhill.
Well, yeah,
no good.
First off, her argument was really flawed, because first off, I'd laugh and be like, it'd be cool because you can make a dance like my mermaid does. Like there's not a, like, fuck you, Meg, because that just is ripe for, like, any
does it do anything when you flex?
Can you make the balls jiggle? Because if you can, fuck, man, I'll help pay. I'll kick in on that.
It's
one.
It's awesome when you straighten your arm out, though.
I think the right answer is no answer at that point, right?
Now, fuck, goddamn, that's a hell of a way to start. You too can listen to all of these podcasts and more at GristCityPodcast.com. Oh man, it's kind of weird today because I've been smoking weed all day. Let's give a shout out to the vice that we're currently imbibing in, because I want to give a shout out to a local company. Well, I was going to say maybe your drink, but since I don't drink, I smoke, and I don't think Jeff drinks, so he smokes. And Brogan, I don't know what you do anymore.
I did.
You did?
What?
Yeah, but I'm also drinking a Diet Coke and eating a big bowl of vegetables because I'm fat.
Welcome to the fat crew. Two fat crew.
But I had a bowl of vegetables earlier too.
Oh, I did, man. I've been eating salad all week, man.
We'll get into old man fucking problems in a minute if we want to do that. But I want to give a shout out to Narrows, the company that creates marijuana and creates my favorite one. I mean, other people do it too, but they do it the best because I can get it at Mary Mart. Green crack.
Ooh, nice.
That's the shit I smoke to make sure that I can podcast. So you can blame them on this one. What are you drinking, Scott?
Well, drinking is a rum, dude. Some cheap ass rum. I think it was left over from fucking Norwest Con that I didn't open.
Are you mixing it with anything? Or are you just
weed rum?
No, it isn't the weed rum. It's just some. It was like Antigua or something, but it was like 100 proof. It was pretty strong. Ooh, I am mixing it with something. I got it in like a orange energy drink and some kind of other orange, probably like Sunny D or something.
Oh, Sunny D?
It's delicious, dude.
Right?
Are you not? Well, and then I usually put in like, you get me all into my stuff, but you got me, well, so I'm a big fan of Liquid Death, but you got me mixing Liquid Death into my drinks, and it's delicious.
Dude,
so I put some Liquid Death in there. Go ahead. It's delicious. And then I usually put a little bit of lemon or lime juice, too, just to kind of spark things up.
You need to run in with that pineapple juice.
No, I'd fuck a pineapple so hard.
Yeah, I would.
That sounded so fucking good, though. Fuck.
Yeah. But then also, a huge fan of Buddy Boy Farms. They're GG. They're GG number 4.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I have to say something about Agro Couture too. They do a really good job. They're the ones that grew up that what was it, Sunday Driver?
Sunday Driver.
And I know that I ended up you got some from Agro that you gave me some of the I think it was some concentrate for my dab ribs. But I'm kind of afraid to hit those too because that'll just put me done.
Don't be scared. Would you? It was funny because I think last time we may have been recording and we did dad ribs at, I think, I want to say it was the Union Club, maybe. But we were recording, and dude, we went inside, and I was out, dude. I was just done. I'm like, I cannot do dad ribs
that was
and
right,
record anymore.
And that was like right after we had lunch. So mm-hmm. we had lunch, did dad ribs, and we're like, sorry, podcaster, this is where we're at, or podcast guest. And
yeah, it was all warm, and we just were all staring at him.
And I know I said the same thing like 12 times. You, too, can listen to our past episodes at GridCityPodcast.com and find out which ones that we were really the most fucked up at.
Right.
Dad ribs.
Yeah.
That's how we learn.
Brogan.
That's how we learn.
Brogan, what are you drinking or smoking?
Oh, I have a question. Oh,
it's not. No, no,
so I've got some yield marijuana that the date on it is from like 2020.
Okay, it's only about 20
which is
kind of
funny.
Years, yeah.
Yeah, try and it. Fuck around.
Does Keith ever go bad?
Nah.
Because I have like an ancient grinder that I've had since like back when I used to live in that house that you used to live in that I used to own.
Around.
Oh, it probably doesn't do
I've never
do
cleaned
anything.
It out.
Oh, yeah. Clean it out and just sprinkle that on your shit.
Yeah.
And then smoke tough. Like, you don't.
Yeah.
Do you use a
I
pipe?
Did.
Do you use a, oh, you did. Oh, what yeah, happened?
You're good to go.
Not
man.
Much. I'm chilling. I'm cruising. Fair. Fine, yeah. Feeling fine. But I've got also I love Liquid Death and I carry all the flavors at the bottle shop.
Nice.
Nice. Good for you. Because it's hard to find, dude.
Yeah. And anyway, if you guys ever want some Liquid Death, you holler and I'll bring it like a whole case down.
Hey. It's delicious. I love
it. All the flavors are so good too.
Why do you think it's so good, Brogan? It's been a thing in my brain. I've been like, why do I love this so much?
It is a perfect level of carbonation.
Yep.
And none of the flavors taste super, super fake.
They don't taste fake.
Like the flavors don't taste fake, like you know, like a White Claw fake or something like that. It's just
the flavor.
It's a basic flavor that is. It's not a natural flavor, but it's just a regular old, perfectly acceptable flavor.
And the carbonation hits like a beer to me. I know. I hold it like a beer.
Okay,
drink it like a beer. Everything. I'm like, oh shit! They nailed the carbonation.
The thing I've noticed too is that the flavor, like you're talking about White Claws, it's more than the faint flavor of most of the seltzers. So that's why I also love mixing it with fucking like vodka. Because then you get like a splash of some sort of flavor on that, and it's fucking great. But it's better than a White Claw because that stuff has just such a fucking like, I don't know, fucking like tea bags worth of fucking flavor.
Hobo semen.
Yeah, like it's just like
a tea bag worth of hobo semen. Hold on.
Yeah, and
fool me twice.
We were looking for logos for the new podcast, right?
Oh shit. Don't make that a new emoji, please.
It'd be our tagline. Now with hobo semen.
Oh no.
Now with two bags of homo semen.
When you share this podcast with people, share a better episode. And then let them ease into
That's
this.
So funny. I've had that conversation a lot lately at the shop.
Really?
Oh yeah. People are like, oh yeah, podcast. I'm like, oh don't what are you doing?
Listen to it.
Don't listen to that. Which ones are you listening to? I get all
like,
self-conscious.
Yeah, if you're going to share one of them, share one of the ones where we talk to like community people and stuff and not when we just... And not the community of just me, us, and Billy smoking his...
No, please share weed. Those because nobody fucking listens to those. I would like those to get some downloads.
Yeah, we got Ghost Hunters, guys. We have Ghost Hunters on this show who love to be on our show and had a lot of fun. And then you guys don't listen to it. So shout out to the people who do. I know we got the lifers, but you'd figure fucking Ghost Hunters would be more popular than Flat Earthers. Jesus.
Or just us sitting around bullshitting. I'm blown away every time how many people download just a hangout episode. That blows me away. I'm like, it's just us talking. Like, why are people downloading this?
They're waiting for us to say, they're waiting for one of us to slip the cancel. You know,
I'm sure that's what it is.
They want to be here when it happens.
Yeah, probably they're will.
Just using us to feed the AI, right? That's it.
This is what humans sounded like 20 years ago when they still existed.
Now I'd fuck a pineapple so hard.
we got people talking in our chat room too.
What do we got there? Joe
said, more pointless, the better. That's what flat Earth. That's why flat Earth is popular.
That shit got us a lot of fans. Tecompton got us a lot of fans too. So if you're still listening to us, I appreciate it. If you can spread the word, that would be cool for my ego. But I mean, even Al sent us a message saying that him and his daughter are spreading the word out in Aberdeen, and apparently people already know about it. So that's cool. If you're out there, shout out.
Bam. Shout out.
I like Aberdeen. It's a little depressing, but I like to drive through it.
It feels like they want that. Like they're
They used to have the Star Wars store till that dude freaked out.
Yeah. Did they close it? Is he closed?
Oh yeah, he got canceled.
Oh wow.
Yeah, he was a bit of he was a dick.
He just is an old ass dude, and he said something. He just like, I think gender should just be boys and girls or something.
Yeah, I mean, he was kind of a dick. I watched the video, but I get why he was being a dick, right? Like,
they closed
the store.
It's weird that he put a whole sign up to say it.
Yeah, the sign. Yep. That's,
like, that's a little bit much, but, you know, whatever. Oh, Jeff. Jeff, before we get out of this, what are you smoking, dude?
Oh, yeah. Watermelon Zittles from Buddy Boy Farms. I'd recommend it. We got the 4 grams for $20 at Mary Mart.
Yeah.
And it kicks my ass every time. And it's fast acting, so I must be like, got all my cannabinoids all lined up because I can't do a full bowl.
I got some too, and this shit will put you on your ass.
All right.
And I'm a trained professional, man. Come on. I'm a
chamber. Don't try this shit at home.
Before this podcast, Jeff did not smoke weed. Then he started hanging out with us, and we fucked him up. And now he is. He is a professional.
I remember a time that you didn't smoke weed, too.
I know. That was a long time ago.
That was a really long time ago.
And now
I smoked cigarettes back then.
Oh, I know. And put them out in milk or orange juice. At the computer.
I gotta bring up old shit.
That's gross.
Because it's gross.
Dude, I can't even imagine finding a cup of milk with a bunch of cigarettes put out in it. Dude, we would not be roommates, Brogan. That shit would not fly.
We named the room the pit. Like, it was like a badge
of honor.
Say,
don't act like Justin was not guilty.
Oh, I was just as guilty.
His shit was fucking gross, too.
My shit my shit was gross even afterwards, man. Just ask my wife. Like, yo, no, yeah. So I'm not blameless here, but it was my fucking room when Brogan and I lived together, and we had our computers in there to get away from the she beast, and fucking we did not clean that shit up at all.
Dude,
so gross.
I went to New Mexico a couple of weeks ago for a week, and I was with me and my buddy JR, and we were driving around New Mexico, whatever. There was nothing to do, so we put on podcasts, right? And he listened to this podcast called Small Town Murder.
All right.
And that shit is fucking awesome. It's like two comedians, but they do a very, very good job of just completely picking the weirdest crimes in the weirdest places. And they make – it's really funny. They do a good job of making fun of the killers. And anyway, you said she-beast, and – I have a new favorite word because of this, and the Scarlet She Beast.
Ooh.
Oh, no, sorry, the Scarlet Whore Beast. And that's some guy actually got away with murder in 1989 because he told the judge Satan made him, or God told him to kill the Scarlet Whore Beast, and he got away with it.
That's like something only one person gets away with once, and then they make a law about it.
Yeah, well, it happened right at the same time that the case that made pleading temporary insanity due to religious deities messing with you, that was right when all that happened. That was one of the two cases that made that a thing.
I have a firsthand knowledge of somebody that, their husband came home, and he said, God told me I have to kill you now. And he was like, yeah, let's put that on hold a second. And then she called 911, and the poor man he was schizophrenic or bipolar, and he didn't know it.
Fuck.
Isn't that a crazy thing that they actually, like, I could say, I came home, and I had to kill you because Jeff told me to, right?
Right.
And all of a sudden, or, you know, the ghost of, you know, my great-grandma or something told me to do it. But it is treated differently if I said God made me do it. It's like another extra level, just enough extra level of crazy that they actually consider that grounds for temporary insanity.
Does that still work?
Yeah, like if you claim a religious deity made you do it.
But there's
other things too, but that
yeah, but you don't want to play it unless you're ready for the consequences, because then they throw you into the mental institution. You know, you just don't get to go home. They say, oh, well, yeah, you're messed exactly. up here. Let's take care of you. And it's like prison, but with crazy people.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, right? with no like date to get out either. That's the thing, right? Is they just keep you as long as you're dangerous. It's like fucking forever.
Well, that's that's just like Western State has always been like that.
Right. That's what I think we talked about that with Steve, where he's like, oh no, there's people there that have done like their crime or their time, but they're just like, they never let them go because they're just going to be dangerous always.
Well, that's the fucking island that I can't think of because right next to it.
McNeil. There you go.
I was thinking of the rental island or the retirement island next to it, Anderson Island.
That's fucking nuts, man.
Right? I know. Like my in-laws live on that island, not McNeil.
Do they give you visiting days or no? I'm just kidding. We've actually had your father-in-law on here.
He was on the podcast.
They're quite sane. They're quite sane. Yes.
They're great people. And she listens too. So, again, like
awesome as well.
She is amazing.
Man. I just had like a fucking brain fart. I'm sorry.
Oh, shit. Brain fart.
Zeno says, my mom and dad both work at Western State. And by my mom and dad, I mean his mom and dad.
Yeah, Zeno didn't say, Jeff, your mom and dad. No, he said, Zeno said, my C-notes, mom and dad both worked at Western State. Scary fucking place. And I mean, at this point, they've got all the like ruins, I guess. I think Compton even was on talking about like going back there and partying like a delinquent in his youth.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I believe that.
Yeah. I worked on the office equipment at Western State before they closed, and that was pretty crazy.
Really?
Lots of random naked people.
That's crazy, dude. Crazy people freak me out. I'm not a fan. I don't like it at all. No.
Yeah, but you still work in downtown Seattle, and you're fine.
Yeah. You know what? It's weird, man, because it's not there's not that many dangerous. It doesn't feel like there's that many dangerous people. Like, you know that it happens. You see people get assaulted, right? But in general, it doesn't feel like there's a lot of dangerous people. It feels like that there's a lot of sick people. I know that people don't like to hear that, the drugs and the mental illness thing, but man, when you hit the bus and you're driving down and people are like standing, they stand up and they lean over at the waist. Have you guys seen this?
No.
Oh.
Dude, they look like zombies, like puppets, and they'll be knocked out, like leaning against each other, just like leaned over at the waist. They look like a puppet that someone cut the strings off the top half. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, fentanyl zombies, right?
Yes, and that's what it is. It's fentanyl and there's a fentanyl mix they talk about that they get a lot of. But yeah, it's crazy to see, dude. I don't know. Like, it's the weirdest thing. I really feel like Zombieland sometimes. It sounds weird, but you go super early in the morning and you see people, and I'm like, all it is out there are these people that are, and they're knocked the fuck out, dude, like drooling on themselves. Damn. Like, you could walk up and take whatever you want from them. It's fucking the craziest shit. Tacoma Joe, you see that? It's fucking terrifying. Yeah, it is fucking weird, man. Yeah. Have you seen?
Jeff, have you seen any of that shit?
I'm sorry. Yeah. So when I haven't took transit for a while. But yeah, that's what it was. Going to work was you had to step around them, step over them, try to stay out of their sight, and hope to God they don't pick on you. You know, you don't become part of their.
Yeah, it's weird, dude.
I saw some crazy shit the other day.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah.
I'm with Scott though. It's you know, it's part of the mental health and our wellness, you know.
Yeah, I got it. I saw some this a weird little thing that went down, and I was leaving for the day, whatever. And I looked over to the left, sitting it like on this on the property there in front of the Starbucks on a yeah. bench, no pants on, big black fella, and he was videotaping himself hammering away at his junk.
Whoa!
He was just whacking, and. I mean,
but he had a phone. He was videotaping
yeah,
himself.
Yeah, I'd seen the guy around a bit. And he was clearly not all there.
Was it?
So I'm standing in the middle of the parking lot. I'm watching this, and I'm like, what am I going to do?
What's roll your OnlyFans, bro?
Yeah, I roll back in, and I tell whoever they got to call the cops. And while they're doing it, some other people went and looked.
No,
and this one lady got really upset with the people that went to look.
Yay.
Like she was chastising them. She's like, "Oh, what do you want to date him? Why are you
leaving?
Why are you doing that?" And it was two ladies that got up and went to look, and one of them fell for the shame bait from this person. She's like, "Oh, I was curious." And the other lady looked her dead in the eye and went, "You know, I want to know what crazy looks like on the off chance he's waiting by my car when I leave here tonight." I was like, "Oh shit!"
Fair. Good answer. Yeah. Good answer.
Yeah. Fuck, smart for her, right? Like, God damn it. Yeah. Pay attention.
The Karen lady was just a gasp after that.
Man.
It's hard.
Yeah, it is.
It was hard.
It was
hard. It was huge. It was
hard to find a good place to jack off nowadays. You know what I'm saying? It's just...
Especially and set your phone up. You know what I mean?
Right?
That's the
like, oh, yeah, he was recording.
He didn't like have like a tripod or anything.
A selfie stick.
Oh, he yeah. was a tripod.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah, it's rough out there, man. You got to come up with new gimmicks and stuff to stay on top of the OnlyFans stuff.
Well, and from where he was sitting, he was able to see one of the neighboring businesses that has lots of females exercising in yoga
inspiration.
Pants.
Inspiration.
Oh, so it was even
creepo.
Creepier.
Fuck that yeah. guy. I mean,
there's
like,
a class going on.
Like, and, F him anyway, yeah. but still, like, that's.
Oh, it was better when there wasn't a thing for him to look at. It was just a random street.
Yeah, kinda, yeah.
That was better.
Business a week ago.
Like, if he's just, like, looking out into traffic or something, or just, like, staring at a bush or something, it's like, that's less bad. It still sucks, but...
How is that less bad? That's way weirder.
Which is worse, yeah, jacking off to a bush or jacking off to...
it is way weirder.
Well, now that you mention it,
oh no,
maybe he wasn't recording himself. Maybe he was looking at a dirty video.
Ooh. Oh,
I mean, it's not like I got close enough to see that he was like,
yeah, did you sit next to him on the bench, have a heart to heart, be like, sir, what are you doing?
It's like chatting with his doing? Mom or something.
Mom, I gotta go.
Just a minute, Mom. Let me put you on hold. Excuse me, what?
that's so fucking gross. Damn. Well, I mean, all sorts of weird shit's happening everywhere, I guess. Fuck.
Right? Keep it in your pants.
Oh, we got to put a separation on that. That's actually a good time and a good place for us to play a game if we want to play a game because I'm bored.
This is a new game.
Is it Tacoma? Yeah, is it Tacoma? Our favorite game.
Love this one.
Where we get to play and we get to find out whether or not a crime was committed. Well, one of the three have been committed in Tacoma, and we get to figure out which one it is. Who's all in on this one today? Woo-wee, we got ourselves three contestants. First, from the lovely land of the Renton Highlands, right on the golf course itself right then and there, is Mr. Brogan. How are you doing, you fancy fucker?
Oh, I'm just so fancy. I'm so fancy. I got a new toy coming today.
Whoa, what kind of toy?
I send its picture.
Speaking of eggs... Jeff is it's a new Traeger. Fuck, you're gonna smoke some shit.
A new grill. I'm excited.
Damn, that's got wheels and shit too. You're gonna put like
it can hold like 30 pork butts. It's huge.
Oh. Did you say we're winning a grill?
No.
You're gonna win some pulled pork from that grill.
Fuck yeah, we are. That's exciting. Yes. We will be getting at the end of this episode a grill. Provided by Cosmic Bottles. Go to cosmicbottles.com where they have so many fancy bottles of booze. They're providing a barbecue for our winner. Next up, we have Jeff. Jeff from the lovely... Where are you from, Jeff?
Oh, man, that one place.
Exactly, from that one place. Yeah. Jeff, how are you doing, Jeff?
Hey, I'm doing great. I was just... I don't know what I was doing.
Oh, shit. All right, well, while you think about what you were doing or not doing, our final contestant from the lovely land of Nevada, originally...
Started yet?
Yes, we have started.
Oh, I'd like to guess number three.
No, we haven't started yet, Scott.
Oh.
But I'm talking about you.
Oh, that's me.
You are our next contestant.
Hell yeah, I am.
So, I don't know where you're from. Oh, yeah, I said you're from Nevada, I believe, or Nevada. How do you say it at your homeland?
You say it in Nevada. Everybody says it Nevada.
All right. Nevada?
Yeah, but you know what's weird is nobody says Armada. They all say Armada.
They should say Armada.
Nobody says Armada.
Al says number three also.
Wait.
Al's correct.
Yeah.
We have three stories. If you do not know what goes on.
Four. He's a gambling man.
Ooh.
Yeah. With Is It Tacoma, we've got three stories. I will read the headlines, and our esteemed panel will decide on which one they believe is from Tacoma. One of them is absolutely from the city of Tacoma, not adjacent or anywhere around. And somehow, I don't believe any of these are actual violent offenses with handguns.
Ooh.
Nope, that's a lie. One of them is. So sorry about that. I was hoping that maybe this one wouldn't be that, but it's still Tacoma. And sometimes
that's my guess.
A gun
that
is going to be
my guess.
Our first headline today comes from an article that I found on the internet. It says police help wrangle 10 escaped horses in city's South End neighborhood.
True.
It is true. It did happen.
Barbecue grill, bitches.
But
what?
That's not what we're looking for.
Give me my smoker, motherfucker.
What we are looking for is which one is from Tacoma. This is from a verified site. This is not fake news. And this happened in a location on the Earth, in the Milky Way. The next headline. Mall underwear shoplifters pull gun, get arrested.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then our third one is man says,
wait, what? What was the first one?
The first one was police help wrangle 10 escaped horses in city's South End neighborhood.
Okay, that explains the horse gif in our Discord. Okay.
Yes, it does.
Okay, continue.
That is a nice horse gif. Wow.
Well, you guys are disgusting. I can't believe you guys would look at something like that.
The second headline, in case you missed it, Jeff, was the mall underwear shoplifters pull gun and get arrested.
Okay.
And then the last one is man says Bigfoot made him kill his fishing partner.
Oh.
I read that one, so I know that one isn't from Tacoma.
Well, it looks like Scott has already got it down to two choices.
Yes. Listen, I have a Google notification for Sasquatch, so you can't trick me with Sasquatch.
Shit, so that means I got to make sure not have any more Sasquatch or Bigfoot related articles for this. Well, no, this is a learning process for everyone involved, so that's good to know.
Or pickles, if you combine those two, I have a Google notification both.
Is there a pickle squatch out there?
Not yet, but
I went to a Bigfoot-themed brewery in New Mexico.
Did they
that's awesome.
Really?
Yeah, I brought Scott back a sticker.
Ooh, nice.
That is not the place I would expect a Bigfoot-themed brewery.
No. So, do you guys have any guesses on which ones you think? Do you think it is the escaped horses in the South End, the mall underwear shoplifters, or man says Bigfoot made him kill his fishing partner?
You go first, Brogan.
I think it's the middle one. I'm going to go with story number two, Pat.
Story number two, underwear shoplifters pulling guns in the mall.
Yep, I agree. I'm saying underwear shoplifters as well. I just know how they get down in Tacoma. Somebody wanted those thongs, you know what I'm saying?
And probably still listening to Cisco because this place is stuck in the fucking 90s. Jeff, what's your guess?
I'm going to have to go with one, sir.
Number one, which is police help wrangle 10 escaped horses.
Aww.
Well,
horses.
The mall underwear shoplifters pull a gun and get arrested in Puyallup South Hill Mall.
What?
Right on.
Two 16-year-olds were allegedly stopped lifting underwear just before 5 p.m. in the South Hill Mall department store when they were confronted by a store security officer. One of the suspects allegedly pulled out a gun, pointed at the security officer, and then fled in the store because the security officer said, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Because as both Brogan and I know, as being previous security officers, we are there to observe and report, and fuck that.
Yeah, take the underwear. Go.
Yeah. Customers directed arriving police officers towards the fleeing suspects. One officer in an unmarked vehicle located the pair and followed them to a parking lot. And the two juveniles were arrested and being booked. Oh, into the old juvie place, Raymond Hall.
So I think they probably, now they used a gun in a robbery, and if it's like high-end underwear, it's probably using a gun in a, you know, like a high-end robbery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just like keep tacking it on.
Yeah.
Dude, I think anytime you add a gun, you're tacking on fucking years, right?
I thought it was supposed to be like a
sold that gun and just went and bought the underwear they wanted. Like, oh, fuck.
Shit, you could do that. That's wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. No, actually solid. Good call.
Ammunition is expensive as fuck right now.
Like, that is, yeah, you can 3D print a gun, but can you 3D print guns or ammo?
Yes. Yeah. Well, not ammo. No.
Yeah, that's the stickler on that. I don't know, man. Maybe that should be somebody's hobbies. Learn how to fucking make bullets. And then maybe you can get some fucking money on that end. I don't know.
Right.
Works, by the way.
What's that?
Said I don't know how any of that works. So.
Oh yeah, you can make bullets. Like you can reload your own shells.
Yeah.
You just have to buy the pieces to do it.
I know they made bullets on The Walking Dead, so that's kind of.
Yeah, we're gonna have to go up and see my father-in-law. He does all that. Has a pretty nice system. He could walk you all through. He even melts his own lead.
Dude, that will blow Justin's mind.
That's pretty cool. Fuck, man.
Yeah. He's like the bullet whisperer. Like he makes his own rounds. Like he makes subsonic rounds.
Oh, we're going on a field trip
testing, right?
Yep.
And if that's not legal, it's allegedly. But they live out way in the middle of the desert. There's nobody around. It's
dude. Yeah, people get into that shit. Yep. They'll do like one extra grain of fucking black powder, you know, and write down how fast it goes. They're into it, man.
Oh, that's...
Oh yeah. He's got all the measuring stuff, you know, and the track, the distance of the speed of the bullet and all that fun stuff.
All in on that. That's cool. We're going to have to go fucking, talk with him. That's a field trip. That's like when we went to Buddy Boy Farms. Shout out. Back to, is it Tacoma? Well, no, not Tacoma because, Scott, you are correct. Oklahoma man says Bigfoot made him kill his fishing partner. Larry Sanders, not the dead comedian, was arrested for, which was played by Gary Shandling, who was, never mind, was arrested for the murder of his fishing partner, who says that he said had summoned Bigfoot to off him. So they were.
I get it, though. Dude, he's just trying to get ahead of it. I totally understand. Sometimes you got to strike first, Cobra Kai style. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So these two guys were out hand fishing for catfish out in Oklahoma. He said that he told police that killing his noodling fishing partner, Jimmy, who Sanders claimed wanted him dead by the hand of the mythical monster Bigfoot. If you don't know, noodling is the popular fishing technique where they grab them by the hand. There's a whole show about it, but Catfish is the show on MTV, so I don't know the name of the noodling one. Apparently in his statement was that the guy, Jerry, had summoned Bigfoot to come and kill him, and that's why he had to kill Jerry. And police do say that the confession always makes it easier, but that the difficulty came in trying to find the body, which had floated on the river currents and was not discovered until more than 24 hours after the deadly incident.
Dude, I totally thought you were going to say that the hard part came when they couldn't find Bigfoot. like we looked all over for him, but he was just not there to witness it. So we had to move on.
Wow. And And then he was also the man who said Bigfoot was summoned to kill him, and hence he had to kill Jerry. This guy, Mr. Larry Sanders, he was first arrested for an outstanding warrant, and then they only charged him with murder after the body was retrieved from the riverbed. So he was already going in for something else unrelated when he put up ye old Bigfoot defense. And also now we've all learned a valuable lesson. There won't be another Sasquatch story on Is It Tacoma?
Yeah, and I think noodling is also known as redneck Tinder.
Fucking Jeff. And then finally, Tacoma police help wrangle 10 escaped horses in city south and neighborhood.
Good job, Jeff.
Jeff, woo! You win Brogan's barbecue. Woo! Or at least some meat off of it, which we can all
good
eat.
Good job.
Fucking Tacoma police officer.
He's going to be in trouble whenever he wants to try to beat my meat now.
Yeah. We still got to do that. Tacoma police officers helped catch some runaway horses. And since the 10 horses ran off from a property, got onto the McKinley Avenue area in the 7600 block. And they had to call some backup, and it caused some traffic backups. There is a picture on TPD's Twitter of them chasing the horses around. Officers assisted the owners in getting control of the horses, and the animals were safely brought back home and maybe given some sugar cubes and a pat on the ear. What the fuck are they going to do with them?
They eat carrots. Give them a couple carrots.
Did you say give them a little pat on the pubes?
No, I was going to say like rear, but that sounded weird. So I was going to say hair, and I tried to say head, and it just kind of came out as... You can go back and anyone can rewind and tell me exactly what I said, because I live in the now. I don't look to the past, so I don't want to do that.
I want a little pat on the pubes.
But just a PSA, you don't do that to horses, man. That's like the last place you want to be is behind a fucking horse.
I guess that's a good point. Day. Yeah.
They kick and
well, apparently they definitely feel emotions and stuff. They got those horse, horse therapists and shit. Oh, wow. Yeah. Getting kicked by a horse. Holy shit.
I saw a kid one time. I was sitting in the waiting room. I had allergic reaction to some medicine, and this kid came in. He got kicked in the face by a horse, and his eyeball was in the bag, and he had like this perfectly shaped horseshoe around his eye.
No. It like popped out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucked up, dude. Wow. You saw that shit, Jeff?
He came in and sat down like nothing was wrong.
Well, yeah, what are you going to do at that point? You're like, right. Oh, I've already, like, I can't cry. This shit's fucked up, right?
Yeah, then he said, what are you looking at?
Oh, my.
He said, I got my eye on you, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, no, it's in the bag. Like, yeah, what do you... Oh,
yeah. I looked at the bag and I said, what are you looking at there? That's better.
Yeah. That's fucked up, dude.
No, but it scared me. But yeah, they took them back. And but yeah, you don't want to be behind horses.
Fuck.
I don't like horses at all.
Nope.
Like, I mean, they're neat, but I don't like to work with them at all. They're so fucking big, dude. I just don't
trust them even a little bit. That's the thing. They're smarter than most humans. So
I've been on a horse exactly one time and I cried. So
you know what, I believe that.
I don't even know if I have to go into more of the story at all.
Listen, Justin, we're going again next week too, buddy, and we're gonna get you on that horse.
No. It took about almost 30 years between my go-kart adventures, when I had a traumatic event in a go-kart when I was riding. I had a traumatic event on a three-wheeler, too. Fuck.
Jesus Christ. So swimming, go-karts, three-wheelers,
swimming,
horses?
No. Swimming, I don't think, was anything too bad.
I'm pretty sure we talked about you getting chucked into the lake.
Oh, yeah, My stepdad, when I was really little, forced me to do swimming lessons. That was traumatic. Wow. Fuck.
Yeah,
sorry, guys.
Such a mess, bro.
You guys are a little bit of therapy here.
We had a breakthrough today.
Yeah.
Hold hands.
I'm glad my wife's listening live on our Discord channel right now, so she can understand all of this about me. Fuck. So, yeah. And I'm not even editing that out, so everyone else can listen about it, too.
That's adorable.
Ugh, fuck. God. Every time I just try to talk about something, it turns out to be super depressing.
No, that's not true.
It's most of the time.
The people stealing underwear was super funny. I like that one.
Yeah, yep. Well, that was just a story. That was not my life. Oh. We're talking about my life stories. Brogan, I wanted to give you a shout out.
What did I do now?
Your great, amazing bottle store, great sponsor to Grit City Podcast, is doing a Summerfest next week.
It is. It's got like three breweries, a couple of food trucks.
You're taking over the whole the parking area and saying fuck you.
That's
cars.
What we're trying to do.
I like it because you got Icicle Brewing, and we went to the owner's like birthday party out in Leavenworth,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, that was tight, man.
The owner's dad, but yeah, close enough.
Okay, yeah, I don't know who it was, but it was a cool guy, and it was a lot of fun. So, and the dude was super cool. So,
yeah, and then we got Fort George, which is a big deal, and Ruben's Brews out there in Ballard.
Nice. Stoked.
Yeah, we're going to play some cornhole. We got a little big Jenga. Got some giveaways. We got a little freaky DJ coming from Seattle. We got a hippie with a guitar. It's going to be a whole thing.
DJ taller than Tom Cruise?
Maybe.
That's fucking
anyway,
tough.
You guys should come if you are doing nothing.
Yeah, right, we'll see what's up, man. But yeah, if you're listening to this, you should check it out too. And
hey,
Cosmic Bottles does stuff. I'm finishing this up. Hold on. CosmicBottles.com because Brogan's cool and they're a sponsor. All right, Jeff, go ahead. Go.
Right on. Did you guys know about the Scottish games going on in Enumclaw?
Scottish? Is it
that's
like
this
the high
weekend? That's today.
Yeah.
Oh, it's today, dude. Yeah. So stop listening. Actually, you can listen in on your phone while you drive to it right now. The cool people listening, Al, Michelle.
Probably driving back from it at this
Joe.
Point.
Oh, yeah.
I heard there's a Ren Fair in, like, Bonnie Lake or something this weekend.
There is
as well.
Next weekend.
Oh, next weekend, maybe.
I've been there.
No, not next weekend.
Ago.
I know exactly when it is. One of my employees took the time off. It's not this approaching weekend, but it is the following weekend after that.
August 6th and 7th.
Ooh.
Washington. Sorry, the thing just. God damn it. See, that's the thing, man. If you got, like, a rotating thing, I can't read it. You rotate it too fucking fast. Anyway, Washington Midsummer Renaissance Fair. So go to WashingtonFair.com, but with an E. Because I think if you go to WashingtonFair.com with not an E, it probably takes you to the Western Washington Fair.
We went a couple years ago, and we bought one of those umbrellas that made of wood and, like, parchment paper. It was pretty cool.
Neat.
Like a really big cocktail.
Yeah.
You dress up, Jeff?
No, but I took a lot of pictures.
Why do you seem so disappointed? You can dress up if you want,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, you can dress if you want to.
I think we should all go and dress up together.
Yeah.
I got my hat that bugs Brogan, my captain's hat.
No, fuck that hat.
I can wear that. I wish I wasn't so fat, and then I could wear my wedding tuxedo that looks really
cool. Yeah, with the hat, that would be great.
Yeah,
it'd be coolest thing is like the jousting. Those boys, they
really joust and shit.
Yeah, they all see, got metal. They're on the giant. You know, they're all covered in armor, and they run the horse. And
this is why we got to get Cass on, because in addition to being Tacoma Couch Guy and milking that right now, he does a lot of the Ren Faire shit. I think he is in full on SCA.
Yeah. And he's like an important person in that too.
Yeah.
And I know they're looking for ways to try to up their recruitment.
I don't want to join because that's a lot of work.
I don't either.
But we need to get Cass on to talk about it. Also, oh shit, one of our original people that we got, you remember what the dystopian, what was it? Fuck, GCC.
Oh, Dystopian Rising or something like that? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Right. What about them?
They're back. They're back to doing stuff.
No way.
Yeah. That's probably not the right one there.
The LARP people?
Yeah, Dystopia Rising LARP.
Oh, my goodness. Let's all LARP. Can we LARP? God damn it.
I'm just saying that they're back and they're doing their shit. Yeah, if you go to dystopiarising.com, they're like, they've got a whole, like, obviously because the pandemic fucked them over, you know? And so, just like everything else, when you want to go out and do a thing with people, they're like, no, you can't. And they're like, why? We want to do our post-apocalyptic zombie thing, you know, where people catch this disease of zombieism. And they're like, yeah, but there's a real disease out here that could actually kill you, so you got to stop for real, okay? And they're like, oh, shit, okay, fine.
So, the wife heard me say, can we LARP? And she's like, no, you cannot LARP. Well, I think we should. Let's do it.
I don't know about that. But Dystopia Rising is a whole, like, cross-the-country thing. They got shit. We've got one in Washington. You can go back and listen to our old podcast episode to get the info and see if that's something you want to do. But they're just back, and I have no idea why I brought that up. But
do you want to go, dude? You get to go camping for a weekend and pretend you're, like, play D&D in real life. You're going to love it, Justin, when we go.
When I want to play D&D with my friends out on something like that, we get an Airbnb. Oh. Airbnb D&D is a thing that we do. When I go camping, Brogan and I know this, you can't, like, go out there and play games with, like, paper and shit. Like, it gets windy, and your fucking magic cards just go fucking flying everywhere.
That's why it's real life, and you throw your fireballs instead of using cards.
I've been camping with Scott. He does do a very good impression of a grizzly bear.
Boom.
Yeah, you just fill him with alcohol and dehydrate him every other way, and then sunbathe
him. Give him a little sunstroke, and he'll turn into a honey badger.
Yeah, he'll fuck you up. You don't need LARP when you got fucking Asquatch over there.
That's right.
I don't know, but no. I'll go camping. When I go camping, I'll camp on some friend's property, and then hang out and do drugs.
Whoa.
Or you just rent a cabin, then you can have a fire and a bed.
Yeah! That's fun, too. But I can have a fire and a bed here at my house. I'll just have a party here. Come over, guys.
And then we're just hanging out again.
Yeah! That's always fun. We can do that. We can do, well, wife said we can't smoke out the Rainbow Room anymore.
No.
That was a one and done, and I was pretty sure of that. And the fact that she let me do it in the first place, so fuck.
Yeah, I don't blame her, man.
No, that's understandable.
Dude, I've gone totally ape shit on that fucking room now. By the time this podcast drops for all of our listeners, I would have gotten my my frame for my color changing trippy art poster that I got on Art on the Ave.
Oh, nice.
So I'll have that up. I've got a fucking, like, Star Nebula projector that goes up in there with all the lights and stuff. At some point, Jeff, since you're our videographer, we're going to have to do, like, a GCP Cribs. And I'll have to...
That would be so funny.
We'll have to, like, show it off, and then you can edit it to make it look super fucking sweet and dope. And then...
Right on.
Yeah. Do the studio. Do the bar. And then we got to have people over here just to podcast and get drunk and hang out over here, too. I miss you, Brogan. I miss you guys, too. I haven't seen your stupid face
in so long.
Finally
starting to get time again, which probably means something's going to explode. I'm going to start all over again at the shop, but not today.
That's the spirit. Right on. Fuck, man. But you can go to CosmicBottles.com and you can see Brogan. Go participate. Go get some of that weird beer that you fucking get, which shout out again to the mother-in-law. She came over and helped my wife do something. I don't know. But she drank all of the beers that you brought over that I bought for Weird Beer that I forgot to use. So
perfect.
She drank all of them, loved all of them, and it was fantastic. She loves your beer, and you get a couple of special ones that she loves a whole lot.
Yeah, actually, the reason I got that smoker is we're going to start putting tacos on the menu all the time.
Nice. You had a special taco day, right?
We sold like 100 and something tacos yesterday.
What? Wow. Which was the big selling taco?
The banh mi taco.
Ooh, that looks good.
That makes sense, yeah. I used to go to a place that had a banh mi burger, and they would put like all the banh mi toppings on a burger. It was delicious.
We got a couple of good places around here that do banh mi. And yeah, I love them every once in a while. Super amazing good.
Yeah, the place right there, 38th and Pacific, that Pho Thai, that's a good banh mi.
100%. You know it. They also got a good, I guess it's just like a noodle salad. It's like banh mi without the bread, really. Like, they just fill up one of their containers full of all the ingredients and you just throw it all together. And I'm like, it's like a big fucking salad. I love it. I'll eat that shit, too. Because I'm fat and I got to eat more vegetables.
Yep.
Whoa.
Well, yeah.
What are you implying, sir?
That I am fat, and I don't have a fatty liver, I don't think, but I got other problems, so fuck.
I said, Maybe not that, but something. But,
yeah, it still kind of fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But whatever.
My liver is fatty again, so I must unfatty it.
You guys want to talk about VR stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So what's okay?
I got a Scott topic real quick.
What is he gonna pick? Scott topics.
All right. So I just posted in, I think in the main chat, not in the recording chat, that somebody wore augmented reality contact lenses for the first time.
Oh no.
Yeah, check it out. Like, maybe scroll through that article real quick. Justin, you do a better job of reading than I do. Reading.
Reading. You do better reading. Than reading and writing.
Yes. So yeah.
I like
take
pictures.
A look at that. That shit is dope. Wow. How do you guys feel about augmented reality things? Have you guys seen the glasses? There's a company selling glasses that look like normal prescription glasses, but on the inside they have little you know, screens that are separate from the lenses, and they're augmented, right? So you see like a heads up display when you look around, but then they sell covers to go over the lens parts, like the glasses parts, so it turns them into regular VR glasses. And these are like consumer, you can buy them, wear them on airplanes, whatever the fuck.
I'm way down for those, as opposed to, well, I am not a contact lens guy. Right. Like, just, I'm just not, like, that's just not my thing. I tried them and it just feels like it's just horrifying. So like, the glasses definitely are for me, but these are cool too though, man. It's like, they're looking at it and it's like, according to the company, the Mojo lens has a 14,000 pixel per inch micro LED display. And I don't know, it seems good, but for context, an iPhone 13 has 460 pixels per inch. So this is 300 times the amount? No. 3,000 times the amount? 30 times the amount.
4,000 times? Did we say 5,000?
30 times. Yes, the math checks out. Thank you.
$1 trillion. Wait, what are we talking about?
And apparently they have even a good radio transmitter with all the shit, so to track eye movement. And it sits just right on the eyeball. Like, that's the part that fucks me up.
Right.
But I think it's cool. I've been playing, like, a bunch of fucking cyberpunk games. So, like, augment shit, like, it seems cool. And I'm like, I'm here for it, but I'm not here to do it. Like, because that's all about, like, all that shit. That's the big problem, is then everything goes wrong. And you got to do maintenance. And I barely take my car to oil at the right time.
Right.
That, or, you know, the little weird experimental battery that's in it explodes in your eye.
Right?
Oh yeah, that's a great point. I didn't even think about the battery.
Somebody hacks it and all you see is like some hobo's tea bag all day long.
They say the prototype lens includes medical grade micro batteries, and their whole product goal is to power it for all day wear, but that's all they say. But yeah, what if like Pop Rocks in your eyeball? Fuck off.
Yeah, right here.
I used
to wear contacts when I was a kid or a teenager, and I lost one playing basketball one time. I lost one in this. We went on like a double date one time, and I was in backseat with these girls, and it popped out on one of them. So I had to spend the rest of my date where we played softball with only one good eye. It fucking sucks, man.
I thought you were going to be like, I was on a double date, and then all of a sudden one popped out, and my friend's girlfriend looked way cuter than my girlfriend.
I was like, whoa. Let me close the other eye.
Fucking A, man. Yeah, I just don't like how they, like, it's hard to get them in, and it's hard to get them out, and then I'm just stabbing myself with my finger in my eye trying to get this little piece of fucking silicone to get off of my fucking finger and stay in my
eyeball.
Yeah,
I had no problem with contacts. I love them.
I suck at it. I suck at it. I'm not good at it, and I don't want to learn, so that's...
I'm trying them out on the 3rd of August.
Nice. I'm just lazy. That's my problem, is I like to go to bed without fucking getting up and cleaning my fucking... taking out my contacts and fucking cleaning them. I just like to go take a nap a lot. I mean, glasses are easier for that shit, man.
Right. I just, this whole week was like me having to go to like doctor's appointment. So that age shit fucking gets in, but I just had an eye appointment too. I just booked it all this fucking week. It was stupid, but I got the bifocal talk
Aw, are we going into old man talk right now? Let's
yeah,
do it.
That's what
old
we're
man
doing.
Talk.
We need a sounder for old man talk.
It's old man talk.
Get off my lawn. Lost in the Venetian.
Oh my god.
Yeah, what are we going to call our old people party at
OPP?
Yeah.
Old people problems. Yeah. So yeah, no, I got
are
the
you down with OPP.
Yeah, you know me, got back problems. It hurts when I sleep. Shit. But no, yeah. So literally, like, they're like, yeah, well, you can do bifocals, and I'm like, nah, I'll just stick to putting my glasses on top of my head when I have to look at my phone. I literally said that to my eye doctor. It's like, fuck. So that's my old. Well, I got other old people problems, but I don't need to monopolize this shit.
Dude, I've been taking off my glasses to look at my phone for like 10 years.
Really? Come on.
Yeah. I'm for forever. My eye doctor even asked me, he goes, do you use your glasses to look? And I go, never. And he goes, oh, okay. And I was like, wow.
But I got to say, though, I got progressives and I didn't know how if I'd like them or not. And I love them. They have came a long way. They're not bifocals. They're progressive. They take like a day or two to get used to.
Yeah, they're the hidden bifocal. You don't see the line, yeah. So you just gotta. It's a little bit of a learning curve at it at that point.
Right, but it didn't take that long. I don't even recognize, you know, what part of the glass I'm looking through now. You know, like, oh yeah, this is magnified. Oh, this ain't magnified.
That's cool.
Even VR, there's a little bit of more of adjustment when you're going through VR.
Do you guys wear your glasses in your VR?
Oh man.
No.
See, so I hadn't been wearing mine, but I wanted to, my glasses just didn't fit. And then so Jeff and I got together the other day to play, right? And so I had an old pair of glasses that were smaller. So I smushed those fuckers in there, right? I'm like, all right, I'm going to wear my glasses. Threw them on. And then I sat down and played with Jeff for how long did I make it, Jeff?
No, it was like 5 minutes, I think. I gotta go. I really gotta go. I'm sweating. I gotta go.
Dude, I got so sick so fast, dude. It was like, it wasn't 20 minutes in. I was like, bro,
wow.
I can't do this.
So, yeah. So that's a big no for you.
Not, yeah, so I wanted to get, because they have lenses that you can buy that just snap into your VR. And I was going to get those, but now I'm just thinking contacts might just be easier.
Yeah, I thought that too. That's why I wanted to do it, but I couldn't do it. I can't do it. Like, my eyes just start watering, and they don't stop watering when I have fucking contacts. So I tried with my VR with the glasses, and it just didn't work. So I was just like, I had to deal with just having a little bit of a blur.
Yeah.
But now that they think about it, and if I can get a fucking, this, like, prescription lenses, oh, God, for my VR, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so they sell them. They're not that expensive. I want to say they were less than $100. And they snap right in over the lenses. So you just have to get your prescription and type it in, and they come right to your house.
A new listener, Snatchquatch. No, wait, Snatchtwat.
Whoa, what'd you say?
That is their username in our Discord channel, says the Oculus is good enough without glasses.
It's a good thing we're explicit.
Explicit.
Yeah, I'm drunk.
Yep. You can chat with us live there. Let us know. So it's good to know with the glasses. I still need to get one anyway. You three have it, and I don't. So I think I want to. Ooh, I did get a bonus. Maybe I'll do that.
Ooh. Ooh.
They just did an update for the worlds. I went into the worlds, and you remember, if you ever been into Horizon Worlds, it starts you out on, like, your own little platform. Like, you're just a little platform. Well, now you got upgraded to a freaking two-story apartment.
Upgrade! Nice.
You go in, and there's even you can invite people to it and stuff like that. And they got some little fun things. You go and you get used to your environment, and they're showing people how to scale and even some games to play. They got the dartboard, and then they got a couple of shooting games. One is kind of like a Simon Says type of thing. Or I forgot what it was named. Simple Simon, that one little beepy. You followed the sound and the light.
Oh, just like the pattern. Follow the pattern.
Kind of. Oh, Simon said. Yeah, Simon. But yeah, okay.
Yeah, but when you shoot the little panels, so you remember which the order the panels went off on, and then you shoot them with your gun.
Unlike your violent video games, Jeff.
Right, I know, right? And they you walk through, and Yeah, I thought it was pretty nice. I thought it was pretty classy.
That's cool.
VR.
Yeah.
Cool. I love it, man. I loved hanging out. Like, we need to do it more often. We need to get together and do it. As soon as I can do it without getting sick in five minutes.
Yeah, I've been going in there and hanging out, just kind of chilling by myself. It's been kind of fun.
Playing pinball.
Yeah, shooting shit, throwing darts.
Do you go in the Grit City world?
Yeah. Oh. Nice.
I need to go in there by myself then.
Yeah. I made a friend, and I tried to bring him with me, but I couldn't figure out how to do it.
Y'all come to my house.
Look, go to my house. Check out my shit.
I got games.
This is what NFTs are for, and now we're all fucking 40-year-old, 8-year-olds. Want to come to my house and see my stuff? Want to play video games in my house?
This is the virtual bench I masturbate on.
Oh, gross. Now I got to think. How many rooms in the GCP hangout have you guys jerked off in?
7. Oh, wait.
Wow.
Nothing. 0.
Wow, we have 7 rooms. Wow. That's kind of cool. Shit.
No, we have 1 room, dude.
I don't know how this shit works, bro.
You've never been there?
No, I don't have one, man.
Dude, you're missing out.
Fuck. I know. I'm looking at it right now. Wife,
Jeff did a really good job, and you haven't even been there to appreciate it.
Wife, give me a
We'll send you screenshots. How about that? We'll send you screenshots.
My brother made a maze, like a spooky house maze, and he did a real super good job where there are some little because you put triggers, you know, basically sound triggers, motion triggers, whatever. And so, yeah, he's got a couple like jump scares in there. That's kind of fun.
Shit, I can get it delivered to my house.
Are you buying one right now?
I'm on the website right now. Fuck.
I love it. I love it, sucker.
I know. We're going to do like stuff in there, like VR hangouts and shit.
Yeah, another level of trying to figure out how to record this with the VR headsets.
Care.
Snatch Twat again says VR bowling is awesome.
Ooh. We have a competition going for pinball, so
we do, and we need those leaderboards. And people can come in and like beat our leaderboards and shit, right?
I was winning, right? Wasn't I ahead?
I won the inaugural at the Triple Knock Art on the Ave, which I still need to make my trophy for.
Did you?
I did. You win? Yeah, 130 million. Jeff got a good picture of it, and I got that on file just for backup, but. If you go into our Discord and you post in the GCP Gamers and you post the a score beating it, then and don't just Google image search. I'll reverse Google image search that shit, motherfucker.
You need to be more clear, like a score beating it.
Beating like, my 130 million, whatever. What does it say at the top of GCP Gamers? It says like my top score. It's like a pinned thing and stuff.
Okay.
Did they close 6F for Art on the Ave?
No, they did not. They didn't
get somebody told me they didn't. I was like, well, that sounds like it sucks.
Yeah, they didn't get the permits in time, but they plan on going full force next year. This is what I was told. So actually from the hippie house, I think somebody there told me that.
But, we should get in touch with them and have them on.
Yeah.
I like them.
Yeah, I like them a lot. And I still have the 3D printed skull, and I just rolled an 11.
Oh, my God. Jeff took the best picture of you picking that skull up. Like from outside, you're holding it with like 2 hands, like picking it up. And my wife saw it and she made the like, oh, noise. And then, yeah, dude, I was like, oh my God, that's perfect. We need to sit down and do some paint shop on that or whatever, Photoshop on that shit.
Oh no. Yeah.
It's great, dude.
I hated those pictures because I looked like such a fatty in them. But I did love.
We can fix that too, dude. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, Photoshop, fix that. I saw that though, and I was like, I walked by it when we went into the hippie house because that they had all of the 3D. The dude like had a bunch of 3D printed shit just on like a table on the outside, and I looked at it and I eyeballed it, and I'm like, okay, cool. And then we went in, we hung out, saw the cool glasswork and shit, and saw the 8-foot-tall bong that at some point in my life I want to own. And as I walked back out, I was like, those aren't dice rollers, are they? And they're like, oh yeah, they are. And I was like, fuck, do you put it through the eyeball? And he's like, yes. And I'm like, fuck, I have to buy this. So,
Jeff, you were there, right?
Yes.
So, is that how cool Justin was when he walked up and saw it, and he goes, "Oh,
yeah, I'm looking at the picture right now. I was trying to see if there's a version I could share, but
shit, yeah, go ahead and post it. Go ahead and post it in the Discord."
You were not that cool when you saw it. You're like, "Oh yeah, those are cool." Walk away. You went, "Holy fuck, look at those! Those are awesome."
I don't know, man. We'll have to look at the photographic evidence on those things,
dude. 100%. And then as soon as he's like, "Oh, they're dice rollers," you were like, "Fuck it, take my money here." He just threw your wallet at the dude. You're like, "How much is it?"
I remember
that guy said $1,000, and you would have been like, "Fine."
I remember it being a lot. I remember being a lot cooler. That's what I was trying
to figure. You were not that cool.
Yeah. Fuck. Well.
Dude, I knew you were going to buy that as soon as you saw it. It was awesome. It's awesome. Like, you picked a great one.
To be fair, I didn't buy it until I walked past.
You bought it on your way out. I'll give you credit for that, 100%.
So, yeah, if Jeff can find the picture, he'll post it.
But you know how when you see something and you're like, "Fuck it, that's mine."
I've done that a couple times.
That's the reason they gave me ADD medicine.
I've done that a couple of times at conventions and shit. There was a kid sitting, this was at Emerald City Comic Con. There was a kid just sitting, and he had a bunch of laser cut wood dice, and they were huge, just this, like a giant D20. And I was like, "Fuck, how much is that?" And he was like, $20. I'm like, "Here." Like, it was just like, it didn't matter what he was going to say at that point. Yep. I was just going to fucking do it. I understand.
Dude, I did the same thing at Crypticon. I went in there. I was half liquored up on Sunday after hanging out with Brogan. and I went in and I was like, "I got to get some t-shirts." And I went to that dude that did all the satanic artwork.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I was just like, "Yep, I want that fucking hoodie and that shirt
When we went to Art on the Yav, and I was like, "Dude, that's a pretty satanic shirt." And you're like, "Well, this is the least satanic shirt I got."
Yes.
I'm like, "That was pretty satanic, dude. There's like a devil holding a fucking axe or some shit."
It's a machine gun, I believe.
Oh, yeah. My bad. Sorry. Wrong weaponry.
It's all like just guns and devil imagery. But yeah, I mean, I do the same thing. Like, I think that's just part of being a weirdo.
Not wrong on that.
Yeah, I think we all do. Jeff, what, you posted pictures of your guitars. You can't tell me those weren't impulse buys, right?
Oh, no, I put way too much fucking thought when I buy one of those fucking things. I wish I have impulse problems, but I talk myself out of it so fucking quick.
I've been doing that with the VR, to be honest.
Yeah. But I'm glad. So I have been working on my guitars. I never, and it's part of my growth as a human being, I think. I always put too much, I take care of my stuff, you know, because I don't got a lot of money. And I tried to, if I got it a certain way, I kept it that way. Even though I wanted to update it, I was like, "No, this is the way I got it. You know, this is the way it's going to stay." So I'm finally trying to work through that. So I did some upgrades. They're cheapy little upgrades, but it makes the guitar play a little different, play a little better. And it's turning into my guitar, you know?
Nice.
Are you happy with them?
Yeah, because I'm pushing it to where, you know, I know what they can do now, what they can't, and I have to get another one. I got an old one. It's an old Squire. And this Squire is special because it's made by the neck that they have on it is what the old Fenders used to use. And then also the same with the body. The body is kind of an old style Fender, just like if you bought a Fender. So it's a good mod guitar. But I'm having a little issues with it playing the way I want it to. But it's been through a lot. I think I'm like maybe the fourth person who's owned it. So there's a lot of dings in places where you probably shouldn't have a ding, you know. And it's playing like there's a ding in a place that shouldn't be a ding.
Oh. But it'll be yours, and yours fucking, it looks badass, dude.
Right. That's the way I figured. And then the other one I'm working on, I like it a lot. It's coming together way better than I was hoping. So, you know, give or take. Dude.
And Michelle in the chat says, "Treat yourself, Jeff."
Right. You got it sometimes, right?
And it's okay for stuff to change because you change too.
Right? That's it. Everything's got to be fluid. You got to keep moving forward.
I'm the same way a little bit, Jeff. Like, I know, like, I've had motorcycles and, like, trucks and stuff in the past. And I kept them stock, right? I'm like, no, it needs to be stock. It took me a long time before I was like, okay, you know, I can throw an exhaust on this, or I can put in a new air intake or whatever the shit, right?
Right.
But I've always been like that. Like, no, dude, I leave the stickers on my shit. Like I buy electronics and I'll leave like the sticker on the screen for as long
as cellophane over.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
come
I'm a
on.
Fucking
you
weirdo
pull,
like that,
you
gotta
dude. Pull that off. It's
still
just
got
it's
the too... price tag on my lawnmower on the pull cord. I've never taken it off. I'm still mowing with that thing on it.
Shit. I got to get rid of that shit. It drives me nuts. And it's so satisfying to see it peel off.
Are you a modder like that, Justin? Do you buy shit and like change it, like fix it up?
No, not anymore. Like with Nerf shit, or I was big into building my own PC and shit for a while.
Yeah.
But
that's a dead art, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, why do that now? It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, I was just talking to a dude about that the other day. And like, you can still buy like desktops and you can still buy like the parts to put them together. But dude, it's so much work to build your own shit. Like,
right, yep.
Yeah.
I have a brand new computer and I wanted nothing to do with it.
Yep.
And at this point, like, yeah, like I need mine to edit audio and maybe, I don't know, maybe power. I don't know. I figure something out. Like if we do like stream stuff, like, cause I would like us to stream stuff and I've got this studio set up so we could fuck around, you know, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Can't. Just got to get some plastic for the floor, you know what I'm saying?
We are fucking around.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I get to be on top.
Oh,
I called it.
Jeez. Never again, dude. Never again.
Well, if we do it right, nobody will know who's on top.
Oh, no. We're only there when we get the haptic suit, boys.
The safe word is brogasm.
I can't check out for this VR because I don't have my my wallet with me right now because I'm still wearing pajamas, so.
That's a good move. That's a good move.
Yeah.
Keep from buying extra shit.
Yeah.
You freeze your debit card and ice brick in here.
Fuck, man. I bought a fucking t-shirt that had a rhinoceros on it because I thought it was funny.
Sounds funny.
Impulse. Yeah. It was just an impulse buy, but they get me. Fucking.
I bought a two girls, one cup Mario shirt. And I can't bring myself to wear it.
Oh, is the two girls one up?
Yeah.
Oh,
dude,
that's a good one.
Everybody I showed that picture to loved it. Everybody. They're like, that's fucking hilarious. Where do you get that?
But would
like,
you wear it as a shirt? I gave a friend a shirt that was Obi-Wan GYN Kenobi, like OBGYN Kenobi. And it's like they're like stick figure, like restroom figures, but it's very obvious and it's kind of gnarly. And so it was like, he's like, thank you, but I can never wear this. And I was like, well, yeah. I mean, maybe someday you can get in trouble for it.
Right. One time my brother gave me a shirt that said spank and it had a picture of a monkey on it, a monkey's face. Mm-hmm. And so I went to, I got a new job. So at the time I was living in Eastern Washington and I got a job in Florida. So they were going to fly me out for a weekend just so I could get to look at the place if I really wanted a job and sign the papers and stuff. So they flew me out, and I wore that shirt to the fly-in. Flew there, and I'm there, and my hotel wasn't ready yet, and it was right next door to the place I'm going to go work at. And this is a multi-million dollar company on Disney property. And so I go over there and I'm wearing Spank the Monkey, meeting my new bosses, you know, in this thing. And then somebody finally called me on it. Somebody said, oh, that's cute. Spank Monkey. Oh, the monkey's name Spank. That's cute.
Yes.
And then she walks off.
Yes.
And that's when I realized, like, I forgot all about it. Like, I didn't even know. You know, and so then when she said that, I started I had my camera around my neck. Because I'm in fucking Florida, right? Fucking tourist. So I kind of took my hands and kind of covered my, like I was holding onto my camera, but covering some of my shirt. But yeah, t-shirts, am I right?
I think that's awesome, dude, showing up with the Spank the Monkey t-shirt.
I remember Brogan and I knowing a guy who had a shirt that on the front said fist and on the back said fuck, and like lettering that is up.
That was so weird.
The length of the shirt. So like a giant F, a giant I, a giant S, giant T on the front, and then fuck on the back the same way.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, that guy was a little strange. He was your friend though, Brogan.
No, he was your friend. You let him live in your house.
No, that was not. That was a different dude.
You're talking about Lorano.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, he was like living in your house though. He was there for a lot.
He hung out a lot.
I think you guys talked.
Wait, what? No, we didn't know. No. God damn it.
Were you guys pickle pushing or
no?
Pickle bumping?
No.
Like what? Like roommates are roommates. It's no big deal. Yeah.
No,
everyone. You got a small hallway.
Brogan, stop making
different
shit
directions
up.
Naked. Sometimes your pickles do bump. I mean, it's okay. It's natural.
Sometimes you dock on the way to bed. Whatever shit happens.
Hey, we got needs, man. We're all human.
Brogan starting rumors and shit.
As long as someone yells grits and rules.
Not a rumor. If there's film, dude.
Not film. Oh my god. How do we get out of this?
How does this keep happening?
How does this podcast always end with you fucking roasting me, you sons of bitches?
Don't suck.
Thank you guys for listening. GritCityPodcast.com. Send all your angry emails about how I'm being treated to info@gritcitypodcast.com or brogan@gritcitypodcast.com. Or I guess if you secretly agree, but share this podcast too, because
pretty likely.
Yeah. We want people to share this podcast and listen. And if you listen, be a patron if you like our shit, because that's fun too. And you can see us live. We're going to be hanging out at the Jet City Comic Show October 20th, 22nd.
I'm pretty excited about this.
Oh, wait,
thing.
No, it's the Grit City Comic Show. But if you go to Jet City Comic Show, I'll show it too as well.
When is this?
It is. Oh, yeah, Brogan, we're going to the Grit City Comic Show.
I am aware. I just don't remember the day.
He's so fucking. Listen, I know what the fuck you're talking about, okay?
October 22nd, 2022. That's a lot of twos in that. Grit City Comic Show.
October 22nd.
Yes, gritcitycomicshow.com. Be there, be square. We'll have shit for sale, like shirts. You'll get to see our face. Maybe you'll get free comic books. Because
Jeff will sit on your face.
Whoa.
Whoa. Yeah. Maybe not on site.
For barbecue?
Oh, maybe at a barbecue. And definitely check out Grit City Comic Show. We'll be there hanging out with our good friend Ken Carlson. We'll be sharing a corner booth, I think. Get the corner booth. So fancy.
We'll be sitting with a celebrity, man.
And so, Brogan, don't forget to have... Don't forget we need the big sign, because you have
it. I know, and I took it to con and nobody took it.
Nope. We let you keep it.
I still have it. It's
yeah. Yeah, we let you keep it, so we'll need that again for that. But you can see
I'm
us
jazzed,
there.
Dude. We got stickers coming. Like, if you're into any of our little little episodes, like is it Tacoma or Jeff's Capades, we got stickers made for those. I'm so excited.
We got some stickers made from the amazing emojis from our Discord channel that Jeff made. Stuff like Brogan's very, very famous.
Get in there.
No, not that one.
Pretty awesome.
No, not that one.
Bite, bite, bite.
That one.
That one.
The big old
one.
The bite, bite, bite. Yeah, we got the Brogan soundboard going on, but we can't forget about Scott.
Now I'd fuck a pineapple so hard.
We definitely have a bunch of different things that are going on with that. And the stickers are a good way to have them. And you people will be like, why the fuck do you have a sticker that says bite, bite, bite? And then you say, fuck you, gritcitypodcast.com. And
you say, fuck you, Clyde.
Yeah, fuck you, Clyde.
Clyde.
And if you know somebody named Clyde, I will send you a t-shirt. If you fucking get him a sticker that says fuck you, Clyde, and you get a picture and like maybe a driver's license too to make sure that his name is actually Clyde.
Dude, you guys have to watch Louder Milk. God damn it. There's in Loudermilk, there's a dude named Clyde. And so every time he comes on, he talks about him. I'm all, fuck you, Clyde. And my wife just looks at me like, oh, my God.
That's amazing.
Well, and it's a baby, which is even funnier.
That's even better. But seriously, if you have a Clyde in your life, get this sticker and give it to him and get a picture of it and get a T-shirt, because that would be fucking great. And you can find all that at gritcitypodcast.com. We're trying to finish this episode, I think. Any other stuff going on that we should talk about, or are we good, getting ready to go?
I think we're getting ready to go, but yeah, I'm really excited about the Grit City Comic-Con thing, or whatever they're calling it, comic show.
Grit City Comic Show, Jeff.
Super.
I went there a couple years ago, and I saw the guy from, you remember the OG Road Warrior movies? Not the first one, but I think it was like the second
one. You saw Mel Gibson?
No, I know, right? Oh, he was the main bad guy with the mohawk, and he had that dude on the back of his bike, but it looked like a chick, and it really freaked with my head when I was a kid. But, you know, hey, you grow out of it, you know. But anyway, I met him, Michael, but I know, right? You might just discover your sexuality. I'm just saying. Yeah, that guy.
Nothing wrong with that.
On Discord, right? And then Michael Berryman, saw him. I saw him a couple times. He's always fun to see.
Oh, yeah, he's super nice. So, yeah, they have a lot of guests, and you can go check them out at gritcitycomicshow.com. And that's in our Discord channel, which you can listen to us live. Thank you, everyone listening. Thank you, patrons, everyone out there, for listening to us and then giving us a little bit of money. Do appreciate that. Maybe you do it for the rewards. Maybe you do it just because you love us. But we do have three different tiers there. The buck tier, just $1. And that kind of is like the entry fee sort of thing that gets you in to get all of our posts, some of our older episodes, and then access to the really amazing Jeff inspired and created and done by Jeff logos and stuff for like T-shirts. Or...
Dude, Jeff, your T-shirts attract attention, dude. Yeah. Every time I wear one, someone says something almost. Where'd you get that?
He's like, right? I made it myself, yeah. Motherfucker.
Dude, I had to tell a guy, how do you put this? I was a little messed up when he asked me, and he's like, where'd you get that T-shirt? I go, it's mine.
Right?
And then I told him. I was like, oh, yeah, it's a podcast I do.
Right.
But yeah, dude, you do it. You do a fantastic job, man.
Yeah, it's all weed. It's all weed induced.
But you can get access to those. And beyond that, also, if you are just you want to get a little bit deeper into it, you can get the other tiers, which are the box seats, which is $4 a month. And you get live streaming access when we do that. We got the classic and the bonus episodes and then all the other stuff.
The classics when it was just me and Brogan. Back in the good old days, Brogan, remember that?
Memories.
Also, that includes at the $4 level, the Discord benefits, which I only realized last week, I believe, that if you are a patron, you get a special little dilly bopper and special powers. Don't abuse them, motherfuckers, but you do have some special powers. So we try to keep the moderators moderating and make it a community thing. So if we're not around and someone does something untoward, we can deal with it. We got rules.
No. They do force you to have a rules channel on Discord.
Yeah.
So definitely read them when you come in, because I copied and pasted them from somewhere.
Yep. And then at the $8 tier, we send you a shirt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then we get all of the shout outs on all of those, and we'll get to those once we can get to them.
It's a goddamn handmade piece of wearable art from the Shroom Brothers.
Yes, right. Which are amazing, and we love them. A lot of our T-shirt needs are done by the amazing Bob over there. And Carrie makes some amazing art. Just search for Shroom Brothers Tacoma, and you can find them. And that's, I think, about all of that. I think we're good. Thank you, guys, everyone, for listening. Do appreciate you all. Please stay gritty.
You've been listening to the Grit City Podcast. Check them out at gritcitypodcast.com.